Acts chapter 28. And when they had escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a snake came out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow him to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. And they watched when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had watched a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In the same quarters were possessions of the main man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed, and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also who had diseases on the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they supplied us with the things we needed. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria that had wintered in the island, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. And landing at Syracuse, we stayed there 3 days. And from there we circled around and came to Rhegium. And after 1 day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, where we found brothers and were desired to stay with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome. And from there, when the brothers heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier that kept him. And after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together, and when they had come together, he said to them, "Men and brothers, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had questioned me, would have let me go, because there was no reason to execute me. But when the Jews spoke against it, I felt I should appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything to accuse my nation of. For this reason, therefore, I have called for you to see you and to speak with you, because for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." And they said to him, "We neither received letters out of Judea concerning you, nor did any of the brothers that came show or say anything bad about you. But we desire to hear from you what you think. For concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." And when they had appointed him a day, many came into his lodging, to whom he explained and testified about the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning until evening. And some believed the things that were spoken, and some didn't believe. And when they didn't agree among themselves, they departed, after Paul had spoken one word. Well did the Holy Ghost speak by Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, "Go to this people and say, hearing you'll hear and not understand, and seeing you'll see and not perceive. For the heart of this people has grown large, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they've closed, so they won't see with their eyes and understand with their ears and understand with their heart, and be converted, and have me heal them. Be it known, therefore, to you that the salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul lived 2 whole years in his own rented house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching the things that concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him.